call the meeting order. Yes, sir. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting order. Mr. Miller, is it welcome, by the way? I don't think we've met on day or night, so I'm the chairperson of the board. So, good to have you as a member, welcome. Anything we can do to help let us know? We're a pretty hard-working group here at times. Get along very well, so we try to just do what the law tells us to do and what's right. So far, it serves us pretty well. So, anybody else want to say anything for this member for this here?
Thank you.
Okay, so first order is nomination of the secretary. Elizabeth has served in that post before, so we need, you know, go ahead. I'll recognize Howard here.
I'm making nomination. We elect Elizabeth Marsh as secretary.
I'll second that.
All right, second, any discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. Looks like you have it again, Ms. Marsh. Or Miss Elizabeth. Okay, so next thing we have are public comments. I don't know if anybody signed up or not, did they?
Mr. Miller.
I know Mr. Miller had sent an email, but okay, Mr. Miller, we'll recognize you for 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
This the other.
No, Mr. Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, you don't have to speak unless you want to.
Yeah, I've made multiple requests for past minutes of your meetings, and I've received nothing. I've requested minutes of meetings that I have recently started to attend, starting in May, but never received a thing. I've requested minutes regarding any discussion of the purchase of DS-200 equipment from ESNS from Robert Hinman, and I have received nothing. On May 12, 2021, Robert Hinman said in an email to me, "Minutes are not considered approved until such time that the Board of Election members declare approved by their signature." I now see something new on the agenda, approval of previous minutes. I'm beginning to believe that Robert Hinman never kept minutes, which is why I've never received anything. Mr. Davis, I would appreciate that you direct Robert Hinman to provide me minutes that I've requested. By the way, when you approve minutes today from your last meeting, you should make a note to correct the price Hinman told you a DS-200 cost, $30,000, when you rejected my concerns about opening up one of the machines. The official price list indicates the actual price is $6,015. By the way, your request for funds was approved yesterday at the Board of Commissioners meeting for $36,855.56. I thank you for allowing me time to express my concerns.
All right. Thank you. Anyone have any remarks? Well, let's take up the minutes first, and then I'll recognize you. The minutes he's asked for, some of them we have. Have we approved yet?
Yes.
Because, okay.
Exactly which minutes are you asking for?
I wanted any minutes that this board had discussing the purchase of equipment from ESNS.
Okay.
Plus the last couple of minutes that I've attended. Of course, the ones that are approved.
And that's all?
That's it.
Okay.
And before I recognize Howard, let me say one thing, Mr. Miller. I never stated as a fact what the cost of the machine was. When we were talking about that, you had a request, as I recall, for us to
give you a private session about how your vote moves from Haywood County to Raleigh using a machine. When we took that request, I said to you then, as I recall, that I wasn't in favor of doing anything for you that we couldn't do for everyone else in this county. So if we can't have a tutorial for everybody and set it up, then we can't have it for one. In my opinion, we would run this staff ragged doing that. So we contacted the state board, as did you, I think, and were told that the machines can only be used during the election process at an election. So we can't, by law and by their administrative rule, let that happen. The machine would be unusable, according to what I understand. So I was in error about exactly what they cost. What I did was, I was taking the $675,000 that the county paid for all the machines and dividing that by 30-some machines. So I'm not afraid to admit I was wrong about the cost. I'll gladly do that. I wish other people would admit they're wrong from time to time. The cost is closer to $5,000 or $6,000. The point is, it doesn't matter whether it costs $5,000, $6,000, or $20,000. We as a board cannot authorize your request. We told you that. We denied your request. And I believe the State Board of Elections has done the same over and over and over. So I just want to clarify, and by the way, contrary to an email that you sent, it wasn't the board that made that comment, it was me. So your accusations against other board members about not telling the truth would be incorrect. They didn't make that statement, I did, and I take responsibility for it, okay? Now, Mr. Sarles, I'll recognize you.
I appointed this board in 2019. In time served on the Board of Elections, we managed to have very little controversy or pushback prior to the 2020 election. This election seemed to have set in motion a series of interactions that sought to harass and simply annoy members who support the Board of Elections. However, by simply fostering a healthy democratic voting system, we have been subjected to harassment and name-calling that is at the best unwarranted. I find it outrageous that members of the board have been expected to accept numerous attempts to cause trouble and those that are supposed to uphold sacred voting practices. I feel there needs to be some kind of repercussion or solution to the seemingly unfounded and unwarranted harassment toward the board of members of this board. I am here seeking a solution to these situations, situations in which individuals are harassing members of the board, specifically over the outcome of the 2020 election. Educational moments and thought-provoking conversation can be fantastic, but at this point, these incidents feel more like an unfounded roadblock in our attempt to uphold voting in this county. There is very little difference between a genius and a damn fool, and these people are no geniuses.
Anyone else have any comment? Okay, well, before we start, I want to address one thing because in response, and I want Mr. Miller to be here when I address this. So the last, I think y'all got a copy of his last email. It was in response to him saying he wanted to appear here today and speak, which I'm happy for the public to come and speak. We've never tried to hide anything from anyone. The meetings are open. We have very cramped spaces for a lot of people to come to. We've been trying to remedy that, and so far we haven't made much headway, but here's what I want to say so that y'all understand. I don't know if you saw the whole email. Mr. Biller sent me an email saying he wanted to speak today, which is fine. As a courtesy to him, I like for people to sign up. Sometimes they sign up, sometimes they don't. And I take them in the order that they sign up. So I wanted him to be sure so that if I started taking people that signed up, he wasn't offended that he might be the last to speak. So here's what I said to him. I said, Mr. Biller, please sign up when he said he was wanting to speak. I said, please sign up when you get to the meeting, as the chair will recognize people for 3 minutes in the order that they sign up for public comment. Thanks. My email was met with this. Mr. Davis, what the F? Parentheses. That means what the expletive deleted. Thank you for making it clear that what the F doesn't mean what the freak. I believe it's clear what you meant. He goes on to say, please refer to the agenda I received today from Ann Boyd attached. And he's got these little marks from the Spanish alphabet, apparently. I'm not sure what they mean. This agenda was presumably created by the guy running his own little banana republic over there, Robert Inman. It says, public must make requests for public comment by any method prior to 12 p.m. on the day before the meeting and are limited to 3 minutes. You say, Mr. Miller, please sign up when you get to the meeting, as the chair will recognize people for 3 minutes in the order they sign up for public comment. Thanks. Restating what I said. Who the hell am I, this is Mr. Biller, supposed to be taking instructions from? I thought you used to be a judge and you are the chair, so I guess you outrank the guy running the banana republic. The rest of it's about the minutes. So, here's the deal. I've been in public service over half of my life. I'm used to getting criticized. I'm used to getting called names. Believe me, as a judge, I got called a lot of names. Okay, I can take it. What I can't take is when people are volunteering their services to get abusive, derogatory, disrespectful, and quite frankly, petulant emails. That's what they are. They're not professional at all. I would never send you an email like that, Mr. Miller. Never.
In other words, if I wanted to try and
And this board does not deserve that kind of conduct from you. And I, for one, am not going to talk. You have my personal email address. I can block you tomorrow if I want to. I choose to leave it open, but right now I'm opening it up to the board because I think we need to discuss how we handle this situation. I don't think this board or this staff at the Board of Education or Board of Elections deserves that kind of conduct. And I don't think they ought to have to put up with it. So I'm going to open it up to discussions for ways that you think we might deal with it. I have some ideas myself, but it's not something I should decide on my own. So the floor is open for what any of you think that, is a good response.
I agree everything you said, Mr. Chairman. We volunteer our time. We have taken our oaths seriously. We are committed to do everything according to state and federal regulations. Everything is above board. In selection of the machines, the public had opportunities 2 times to come and view the machines, see how they worked, how they performed, what they were supposed to do. At that time, we had very little interest from the public. But the opportunity was there. So we are committed only to carrying out our obligations according to our responsibilities of board members. And anything that people can help us with that and be creative and encouraging and cooperative, then we welcome that. But we cannot continue to have harassment of what we are doing, our work as a board. We are doing everything according to Hoyle. all of our numbers, everything. We're not responsible for other counties or states. We are responsible for Haywood County, and that's our main responsibility. And you can be assured that we are handling our business as appropriate and according to law. We are not political. We may have differences, but we all work together. We have had unanimous and great consent and cooperation from all the members. So we do appreciate constructive instruction, but we are tired of harassment, and we appreciate you would consider in a different kind of tone if you need information about the board. The staff is excellent. They have been committed. The director, Robert Inman, has been the director for over 14 years. He knows all of the rules and regulations. He is constantly being updated by the state board. He is found in great favor with all of the directors of the state. He is considered one of the leaders of the state. So we are proud of our Jeremy Fish and Boyd, Doyle Teague, and Robert Inman. And we would not trade them for any other election officials, directors of any county in the state. In fact, our people have been recommended and have gone to other counties to bail them, help with their elections and getting corrections made. So we do want to commend our board members. We are truly working together as a unit for the best possible outcomes for Haywood County. And so we would appreciate, we can all work together cooperatively, but not harassing.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Dodd.
I'd just like to say, as someone who served this community for almost 40 years, and I've had some personal things that I haven't been able to attend board meetings, surgery for one, and I was out of town, where Mr. Miller has outright just called us liars, and I hadn't even been here. And I just don't understand his way of thinking, and I just would appreciate it. And I really feel like that he does need to be banned from emailing any of us. He has my personal email address, and I would prefer that he never email me again. And I feel the same way about the staff. I feel like it's just pure harassment, and I think it's time that the board did something about it.
You know, this board does not make laws. The legislature and the state board of election makes the laws. They send them to us and explain it to them. We carry them out. And in the past month, I have got a couple of emails that I would not, you know, you got to stand for something. And I would never talk or write something that I know a lady would read. It's beneath my dignity. I'm 75 years old. I've never done it, and I never will. And I don't know if anybody that was born and raised in Haywood County would do it. And I would be willing to, whatever it takes, I'm tired of it.
So, Mr. Miller, you're getting, the other Mr. Miller, our board member, you're getting hit with something new. I realize that. You weren't with, this is not the first email. There are other emails that he has sent. So we have some options. So we might want to talk about those. June, you mentioned one. We can just say that, or have a motion and vote that because of his past actions for a period of time, he'd just be prohibited from addressing any of us by email or the Board of Elections.
And I'll make that motion.
There's a second. Any discussion? How long are we talking about doing it until we, your motion is for prohibiting him from using it? You want
to
amend the motion to carry it?
Until he cleans up his behavior, I don't think he should have the privilege.
Okay.
This is not the first agency he's done it.
It's not the first email we've had.
No, it's not.
All right, then the motion is canceled. Mr. Miller, you have anything you want to say about it?
I'm new to this, and I'll go by the rest of the board opinion on the subject.
Well, I think, based on what I've seen, I don't know how else to get Mr. Miller's attention. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to address people. No matter what we say to him, what answer we give him, it's never enough. If he doesn't get the right answer, then here we go. So, unless there's further discussion, we have a motion and a second that he be prohibited or banned, however you want to read it. So all those in favor, raise your hand, please. All right, it's unanimous. So, Mr. Miller, if you want to get information, you're going to have to drive out here again. And I'm going to personally block you from my email as soon as I get home. So,
how are you?
If there's nothing further, we'll get on with the agenda.
Big old girl.
All right. What's the next item?
Approval minutes.
Okay.
These do not include Mr. David Miller because none of them pertain to him. So we're just going to leave McLean's seat. While the rest of you have reviewed these, there's only one for the four of you. Ms. Ray, due to the medical issues she's before, the second yellow tab is her signature on it.
So this is the only set that we have approved yet?
Yes.
All right. I hear a motion that we approve the minutes. This is from the June 8th meeting. Is that correct?
I make a motion we approve.
Okay. Have a second. All those in favor? All right. Minutes are approved. It's ready. That was that resolution.
Yes.
So the next thing on the agenda is director's duties and responsibilities. We thank everybody